ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach. We are beginning the perek of Get Poshet. The perek deals with Dinei Shtaris, and the Mishnah begins with the chilukim between a Get Poshet and a Get Mekosher. And the Mishnah begins Get Poshet Eidav Mitoichai. A Get Poshet, the Eidim sign B'Seif HaShtar, they sign on the bottom of the Shtar. Mekusher Eidav Me'achayiv, or Get Mekusher, the Eidim sign on the back of the Shtar. And the Ashbam is Mefarish the Tzur of a Get Mekusher, and he explains he is Kosev Shita, he writes one line and then he leaves the next line blank, Kishir Shita Aksuva. Ve'koifla al-acholok, and he folds over the Shita Aksuva onto the Shir Acholok, and then he sews it up. And then afterwards he writes another line, and he leaves another line blank, and he again folds it over, Ve'toifer. Kol makam atoyif, he continues writing a line and leaving a line blank, then folding it over and sewing it up. And Zakhtar Ashbam, the Eidim achoysim mi b'chutz. And the Ashbam is not mefarish if the Eidim achoysim mi b'chutz lebesayif after the shtar is written, or the Eidim achoysim mi b'chutz each line as they are writing a line and leaving a line blank, and sewing, folding it over and sewing it up, the Eidim achoysim mi b'chutz. Rashi and Gittin on Daf Pei Aleph from a base Divrei Amaschil get Kerech is Mefarish more, and Rashi explains that the Eidim are Chosim Mibachutz VeKosev Shita Ishtayin. You write one or two lines VeKorchan Al Acholik, and then you fold it over on the empty space VeToifer, and Zok Rashi VeEid Echad Chosim, and then one Eid Echad comes and signs Al Akrach Mibachutz VeChosev VeKosev Shita Shnei Shitin Ayeser. Then he goes and writes another two or three more lines, and he again folds it over, and the eid is chosim mibachutz. But it's mevuah from Rashi that the eid signs before they fold it up and then sew it up, the eid signs mibachutz. And according to Rashi, it's mevuah that the eid is signing before the shtar is completely written. An eid could sign on a shtar even though he's being made on something that isn't yet written. Afidu'achi, the eid could sign and it's considered a chasima and a kiyam of the shtar even though the shtar isn't yet written b'shas chasima sa'eid. Tosfos in Gittin on Daf Dalet is mevuah that Tosfos holds that an eid cannot sign on the bottom of a shtar, and afterwards somebody, the sofer, will come and write up the full shtar. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, holds eidim mesira karti, that the ikar eidus of a shtar that the eidim are being made is when the eidim watch the mesira, when the loiver gives the shtar to the malver, the eidim mesira are the ones who create the shtar and make it into a shtar. Afiluachi, the Eidim can't sign the shtar, the chasimus, the Eidim can't be on a Niyar Cholok, and after the Eidim signed, the Sefer will go write the shtar. Even according to Eliezer, that's considered Mizuyef Mitoichai, the shtar is possible min Ayubay, the Eidim have to sign the Achak Sivas Hashtar. Fektik Tzoy Sachoshin and Simon Mem Hesef, Katan Aleph on Tosis and Gitan on Davdalit. Fektik Tzoy from our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that Get Mekushers, Eidov Me'achayev. Zaktik Tzoyz, the eight signs before the shtar is finished being written. He's signing only on one line. We see from here that the eight could sign Kodem Gmar Ksivas Hashtar, and if afterwards the Sefer writes the shtar and the Leiva is Moser the shtar to the Malva and Eidim Misirakati, it's considered a shtar. Hagam, the Eidim signed Bishas that the shtar wasn't yet written. The Imebina in Dine Alva Simin Chavav Dans Barichas, if the Eidim can sign the shtar before the shtar is written according to the Mandama Eidim Mesira Karti. Zog the Imebina Lefi the Riffin Yevamas and Daf Lamed Aleph, it's Yitochen the shtar is kosher. The Riffin Yevamas and Daf Lamed Aleph is handling the kasha of the Rishonim. How is it that a shtar is Mahani? We know the Klaliz and Ilchus Eidis is Mipi and Belemi Pik Savam. Eidim cannot be made mitoicha ksav. If Eidim write something down and years later they come to be made, even though they forgot the uvda, they want to read the paper that and be made in Bezdin based on what they wrote, or they want to hand in what they wrote into Bezdin, the halach is mipiyam v'leim mipiksavim. Eidim cannot be made mipiyam ksav. Fektorifim kain, how is it that ashtar is mahani l'chayit shibir chesaron of mipiyam v'leim mipiksavim? Dr. Riff, this that we say there's a chesaron of mipi and v'lemi piksavim is dafka kozman the shtar is biyada eidim. But once the shtar is nimsa to the malva, it's nimsa for the leva, and the leva gives it to the malva. Once there is a mesiris hashtar and it's chalner din shtar, there is no more chesaron of mipi and v'lemi piksavim. Being that mishas mesiris hashtar, it's nechker eidusim bebezdin. It's kiilu bezdin was mekabel the eidus, and from that point on, there no longer is a chesaron of mipi and v'lemi piksavim. Zoktim Rebina comes out of the Riff, the Shas Chalois Hashtar. When is it considered Nechkar Eidusim Bebezdin? When are the Eidim being made? It's Beshas Mesiris Hashtar. Being that according to the Riff, the Eidim are being made, it's Nechkar Eidusim Bebezdin Beshas Mesiris Hashtar. In Tzitachin, the Edom could sign the shtar, Koidim Ksivas Hashtar, and the Edom signed the paper, and afterwards the Sefer writes the shtar. As long as the Edom are watching the Mesiris Hashtar, that is the Shash and the Shosh and Nefkre Dusan Bebezdin, Umamelitz Mahani Agam that they signed Koidim Ksivas Hashtar. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Lametes, if Yud Gimel being Zahalocha, that the Sefer can write a shtar for the Leiva, Apel Pishain Malva, even though the Malva isn't there, if the Leiva goes over to the Sefer and asks him to write a shtar, Koisvin shtar the Leiva, Apel Pishain Malva, and the Edom can sign the shtar, and if the Leiva wants, he can go be Moisa the shtar to the Malva. Zok the Mechaber, Apel Leila Malva, the Malva can, the Sefer cannot write a shtar for the Malva, mocking that the Leiva isn't Dimoy. And Zok the Mechaber, even if the Malva tells the Edom to write the shtar, and he tells the Edom to hold on to the shtar until the Leiva comes and is masking to the Ksivas HaShtar, Afiluachi, the Edom should not write the shtar for the Malva b'mokim she'ena Leiva Yimai. And the Shach is Mefarish, why is it that the Edom can't write the shtar api the Tzivay of the Malva b'mokim that the Leiva isn't Yimai, Zok the Shach, we are Choshesh Dumma Mayrim. Maybe the Malva is making a haroma that he wishes them to write the shtar, and somehow he'll come to take the shtar out of their hands, and it's already a signed shtar. And therefore, the halacha is the Edom cannot write the shtar for the Malva b'mokam she'en aloi ve'imoi. Fekted tumim on the shach, why is it that the shach has to come into a chash dilma mayrim? L'chayre being that the Leiva wasn't mitzavet Edom to write the shtar, and the entire chalois of the shtar is created through this, that the Leiva is mitzavet the Edom to write the shtar, he's mitzavet the sefer to write the shtar in his behalf, and the Edom to sign. And being that over here there is no tziva of the Leiva, there is no chalois hashtar ayde tziva aloiva, in came b'shas teksivas hashtar b'shas chasim ha'sa'idim, it should be a chesaron of mipim v'loy mipiksavim. Being that this shtar that they are writing doesn't have a chalais din shtar because there was no tzivei aloiv, it should be a chesaron of mipim v'loy mipiksavim. And in came the shtar is possible. Why is it that the shach has to come on to this that we shouldn't write the shtar for the malve because it's a chash dum amayrim, or maybe he's coming to trick the edim and the besoif he is going to take the shtar out of the hands of the edim. The nesivas is miyashiv this kasha of the tumim. Zok the Nesivis, Hagam b'shas ksivas ha'ashtar, there was no tziva of the loiva, and b'shas chasimas ha'edim, it did not have the halacha of ashtar, being that there was no tziva of the loiva. Mikomokim, being that b'shas mesivas ha'ashtar, when the loiva is moisir the shtar to the malva, at that point there is a tziva of the loiva, at that point it has a chalois din shtar. The ikar's man that the edim are being made is b'shas mesivas ha'ashtar from the yara loiva to the yara malva. And meaning that at that time the shtar has the halacha of ashtar. At that point, it's chalon and a din shtar, and there is no chesaron of mipiyam v'lei mipiksavim. The shosh and nechkrei dusa bebezin, the shas that the edim are being made is mishas the leiva is moisa the shtar to the malva. So the nesivas b'meila, even though there was no tziva of the leiva b'shas ksivas ashtar and b'shas chasimas ha'edim, being that mishas the mesivas ashtar from the yara leiva to the yara malva, it's a kosher ashtar, there is no chesaron of mipiyam v'lei mipiksavim. Perfecting nesivas on himself from tesis and getting on the avdalit. Tosis and Gittin and Avdal is mevur that the Edom can't sign the shtar koidim ksivas hashtar. Fact in the Sivas, if the Iker shas shosh and nechkrei dusim bebezin is the shas mesiris mishas mesira miyara leiva to the yara malve, why is it that the Edom can't sign the shtar koidim ksivas hashtar as long as the shtar is already written bishas mesira when the leiva is moisir the shtar to the malve? Zogt in the Sivas two terutzim. The first terutz of the Nesivas is that Tosis and Gittin and Avdal is going according to the Mandame Edom bachasum of Zochenloi. That by a shtar kinyan, the Edom b'shas chasim osam, they are mezaka to the mekabel of whoever is being nikne, the chifetz aidei the shtar, he is koinet b'shas the Edom assigning the shtar, and if it's a shtar shibud, the shibud is chal b'shas chasim as a Edom. Zok the Nesivas, according to the Ma'adam Edom b'chasum em zochem, avada the shtar has to be written b'shas chasim as a Edom, and Tosis and Gittin on the Avdal is going according to the Ma'adam Edom b'chasum em zochem. But according to the Mandomer that we don't say the Bachasum of Zochalai Avada, the Edom could sign Afilu Koidim Ksivas Hashtar, they could sign on a blank paper, and afterwards the Sefer will write the Shtar. As long as the Edom are seeing Bishas Mesira, that's the Shosh and Nechkre Dusa Bebezin, and at that point already is a Ksivas Hashtar, Memele, it would be a Kosher Shtar, Hagam de Rechosim Bishar, that the Shtar wasn't yet written. And Zokhtin Nesivas, the second Teretz. This that we say that the Edom can sign on a blank paper and afterwards have the shtar written is because b'shah they are signing, it's not agada b'chlau. In such a case where the shtar is mamish blank and the Edom are not being made on anything b'shahs chasimos and zoktosis, in such a case it's mezuyif mitoichai, and afilo according to the mandiyama who says Edom mesira kati would be possible, being that b'shahs chasimos Edom b'chlau wasn't agada. Masha'inkin, in the case of the mechaber and simin lametes sif yud gimel, where the loiver wasn't mitzav, they didn't write the shtar. It comes that the Edom are signing on a shtar that was nichter, and the Edom have a agoda b'shas chasi moson. Only the agoda, the Edom are being magged as a agoda of an Edom sheker. Being that the loiver wasn't yet mitzav, they didn't write the shtar, the agoda they are being magged as a sheker. But being that b'shas mesiris ha-shtar, which is the shosh and nechkei dusim bebezin, at that point there already was a tzivei from the loiver. Memela, being that b'shas chasi moson, it was a agoda, only it was a agoda sheker. And b'shosh and nechkei dusim bebezin, it was emes because the loiver gave a tzivei that they should write the shtar, and the loiver is now being moisted the shtar to the malvezuk to nesivis. In such a case, it's kosher. It's only on a blank paper where the chasima isn't a agoda b'chlal, a chasima that isn't a agoda can't become a agoda idea of mesira l'chud, it has to be a agoda b'shas chasima. V'yesh la'ayin l'fid in nesivis, what would be the halacha in the case of our Gemara? By a get mekusha where the Edom are signing one line at a time. So being that they are signing one line at a time, do we say that's considered a agoda akoponim on the line that they are signing on, and that's considered a maisa agoda? Memela b'shas mesira, being that Edom mesira karti, at that point it's a kosher shtar, and we'll say it's kosher. Or do we say, being that it's only one line and the rest of the shtar isn't written yet, it's doimah to the case of an yacholok that Tosfos and Gittin and Avdal tells us it's possible, and Kenil bihodja the kushya on Rashi, that Rashi says the Edom sign, koidim ksivas ashtar, each line by itself, the Edom sign, and afterwards they are kaifel, v'teifer, v'chayze, v'chayzev, the next line, l'chayve, the Edom are signing, koidim ksivas ashtar. Another I suffer the Imei Moshe in Simen Yezayin is mechiach like the second teretz of the Nesivis. So the Imei Moshe, the sheet of Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel and Gittin is that if a sefer wrote a shtar lehislamit, he wrote it as practice, and afterwards somebody came and saw that the shemus worked out, and he wishes to use the shtar that the sefer wrote. If he hold Edom Mesira Karti, the person can come and use this shtar, being that the Iker Shosh Shanechkei Dusim Bebezdin is the Shas Mesira, and at that point, the one is being moistened the shtar is being moistened a shtar with a kavana to create into a shtar. Hagaman was written, it wasn't written the shmoy, it was written the islamid zok taisvis, it is kosher according to the mandam made the mesira karti. Fekte me moishe lechayut to steven taisvis says if peshas chasimosin the shtar wasn't written, it's a possible shtar. Zok taisvis the shtar has to be written koidin the chasimus eidim afido according to the mandam made the mesira karti. Yet Tosfos tells us that the shtar is written le'islamid and the Edom signed le'islamid. Mikamakim, if somebody comes according to the Mandom Edom Mesira Karti and is moisted the shtar, it is a kosher shtar. And the divrei Tosfos are sasvi adodi. So according to the second teretz of the Nesivis, we can answer, being that there's a chilek between the case of Tosfos and Daf Dalet and the case of Tosfos and Daf Chav Gimel. Tosfos and Daf Dalet is discussing a case where the chasimus Edom isn't a agoda b'chlal. The Edom are signing on a blank paper. In such a case, afilo according to the Mandom Edom Mesira Karti, it's mezuyif mitaycha and it's pasul. Tosfos on Chav Gimel is discussing the Edom are signing for practice. It's a agoda, but it's a agoda of Edom Sheker. If there is a agoda b'shas chasim, only it's a agoda of Edom Sheker. Memel in such a case, if b'shas mesira it's a kosher shtar, and now it's an emes, being that that's the shosh and nechkei dusim bebezdin. In such a case, it would be kosher like the chiluk of the nesivis between the case of the of Tosfos on Daf Dalet and the case of the mechaber and simin lamites, where there is no tzivi of the loiver who would then by the islamid also. If you hold the mesira karti, it would be kosher as long as the agoda is a agoda of emes b'shas mesira hashtar. The Mishnah is Mamshech. What if one switches a get posher with a get mekosher? So the Mishnah get posher shekos v'edim me'achayiv. If one wrote a get posher, then he signed the edim on the back instead of signing the edim on the bottom. Or mekosher shekos v'edim mitoicher, or get mekosher that the edim signed on bottom instead of signing on the back. So the Mishnah shneim sulam. In both of these cases, the shtar is posel. And if Chanina ben Gamliel is chaylik and yells mekosher shekos v'edim mitoicher, a get mekusha that the Edom signed on bottom is kosher, if neshe yachal la'asayse pashit, one can turn a get mekusha into a get pashit, and therefore it's kosher, even if the Edom signed on bottom, it's kosher, because yachal la'asayse pashit. On this that the Mishnah says shneim psulim, the Rashbam is mefarish, why is it that shneim psulim? Zog the Rashbam shalei nasu ketikin chachamim, being that they wrote the shtar shalei ketikin chachamim, the male of the shtar is pasal, even though there is no tam to pasal the shtar. This that the Edom sign on the back is not a reason why the shtar should be possible. There is no tam, but being that it was like Oster Ketikon Chachamim, the way Chazal and Mesakin stories is that the Edom should sign on the bottom, and he was like Oster Ketikon Chachamim, where they were Mesakin that it get Mekusha, the Edom should sign on the back, and he was like Oster Ketikon Chachamim. The male of the Halacha is the shtar is possible, the shtar is only kosher with Nasek Ketikon Chachamim. Tosis and Divya Maschel, Poshit Shenich Devedim Me'achayiv is Pasal's Mefarish. Another reason why is it is Pasal if the Shtar get Poshit Shechosmu Edom Me'achayiv. And Zog Tosis, the Tamish Shema Yasenu Mekusha, there's a chash, maybe he will turn this get poshter into a get mekosher, being that the Edom are signed on the back like a get mekosher. We are choishes, he is going to turn the get poshter into a get mekosher. And Zaktosis, what's the problem if he will turn a get poshter into a get mekosher? The Gemara tells us later in the Perek, there's a chilek in the zman of a get poshter and the zman of a get mekosher. The zman you write on a get poshter, if it's the first year to the melech, you write the first year. And if it's the second year to that melech, you write on the shtar that it's the second year to such and such a melech. Mashaken a get mekosher, they wanted to be mechalek to a get mekosher and a get poshter. And therefore they were mesaken during the first year of melech pleni, you write, this is the shona ashniya to melech pleni. And during the second year, you wrote Lashonah Ashlishis, you add a year when counting, when writing the Zman of a Get Mekosher, you add a year. So Zaktoisis Imkain, if they're going to turn the Get Poshet into a Get Mekosher, it's going to come out that it's a Shtar Muktam, being that it was written during the second year Lamelech Pleni, and they wrote the third year. And in a Get Mekosher, it's understood when it says third year, it means second year. But if they're going to turn the Get Poshet into a Get Mekosher, it comes out that it says the second year because it's written like a Get Poshet. But now that it's already a get mekosher, they're going to think from this that it says second year means the first year, and it comes out it's a shtar muktam, and a shtar muktam is possible. There's a chashi might come to be marim, the malvu will come to cheat the levi by this that he has a shtar muktam, and therefore chazal will misaken that a get poshet shechos meidav me'achayev is possible. And Tosfos asks on himself, how is it that we could be choshish? One will change a get poshet and make it into a get mekosher. A get poshet, it's written every single line beside the a get mekosher, they skip every other line, they leave a line that's chalak. In fact, Tosfos, how can one turn a get poshet into a get mekosher? And Tosfos answers that even a get mekosher, that one did not skip the lines and he wrote it on every line is also kosher. And when Mele we are choshish, he's going to turn this get poshet into a get mekosher, and in such a case, he's going to end up being a shtar muktam, the malvus may end up cheating from the levi, therefore Chazal said it is possible. The mashmoyus of the Rambam is that he holds the get poshet shechos meidav me'achoyev is not only a psalm of the Rabbanon like the Ashbam and like Tosis, like the Ashbam that it's leinasek etikin chacham, and according to Tosis it's a chash that maybe he's going to make the get poshet into a get mekosher. The Rambam is mashma that chos meidav me'achoyev the shtar is poshet afilo min ha-toyre. And the tumim and simin membeisiv siv katan gimel makes the diak in the Rambam that it's mashma from the lashon of the Rambam that a get poshet that chos meidav me'achoyev is bachlal not a shtar, it's a poshet l'shtar afilo min ha-toyre. The Gemara explains why is it that Chazal were mesaken a get mekosher? Why didn't Chazal just leave a get poshet, the regular shtar that we have usually? Why were they mesaken a new type of shtar, a get mekosher? And the Gemara explains because of the kehanim that were megarish nishayseyan, kehanim kapdonimim, and they are megarish nishayseyan, and the kehanim can't be machse grushosim, is an issue on a kohen to marry a grusha. So therefore, Chazal were mesaken a get mekosher, which takes a longer time to make the shtar, Benkach and Benkach will calm down Mikaisai and he won't be Megarish as Ishtai. It was a special takana for the Kaihanim that I kept on him that I'm Megarish as Ishtai Mitaikas on that the Ksivas Ashtar should take a long time and Benkach will Benkach will be Nisyash and Miregzai and he won't be Megarish as Ishtai. Zokta Tumim Bishlam according to the Ashbam and according to Tosfos that the Psul of a Get Poshet Shachos Meidav Me'achayev is a Psul Meidav Abanon. Being that the entire psul is only a psul medu abonon, Chazal came and was misakin that there are times where the Chacham say it's kosher to be chos me'achoyev. And that is the case of a get mekosher. B'makam a get mekosher, chos me'edem me'achoyev, Chazal are the ones who said that chos me'edem me'achoyev is possible. And they said in the case of a get mekosher, machmas takanosim, in such a case it should be kosher. But according to the Shita Saramam, that a get poshet she chos me'edem me'achoyev is possible mediraisa. How is it that Chazal could be akir the dim min ha-toyre and say that a halacha of a get mekosher, that a kohen can be megarish as ishtay with a get mekosher? If you had to say it's possible midei raisa, how is it that Chazal could say that this get is a get l'chayre, the get isn't the get min ha-toyre? How is this isha mutter min ha-toyre to go marry somebody else if the get is a possible get min ha-toyre? And so the tumim two terutzim, the first terutz the tumim says is being that it's called the mekadish adaita de rabbanon mekadish v'afkinu rabbanon the kedushin minei. Being that each person that's Mekadish, the Gemara tells us that Daita de Rabbanon, it's only al Tanai that Chazal amaskim ba'afkinu Rabbanon l'kedushin minei. Therefore, Chazal v'koich m'afkia the kedushin, and that they could say this Isha was never married to this man. And the second teretz of the Tumim, Zok the Tumim Adiyak and the Ramban. The Ramban is mashma, this that we say, get poshet shachos meidav me'achoyev, the shtar is posel min ha-toyra. The time that it's posel min ha-toyra is because if the Edom sign on the back, the Edom think it's a schoik ba'almo, they think it's a joke. Being that the shtar is written on the front and they are signing on the back, they look at it as a schaik ba'alma and they don't see b'chasimas, and it should be an edus. Therefore, we can't say this chasima is edus on what's nichtav b'shtar, and mele it's possible of min ha'teiru. We can't assume that the chasima is edim. This should be an edus on what's nichtav on the other side of the shtar, being that edim look at it as a joke. So, the tumim calls the dafkan to get poshet shachos meidav me'achayiv. But b'makam atakonis chachom, that is a din of a get mekusher, and in the process of a get mekusher, the edim sign on the back. In such a case, the edim don't look at it as a joke. Being that this is a chiddik of the takanas chacham, it's not a schik ba'alma. The mele when the edim sign, the edim know that they're being made on what's nichtav b'shtar on the other side of the shtar. And in such a case, a get pasha chachosim me'achoy, b'makim it's a takanas chacham, to make a get mekusher, min ha'teri the shtar is kosher, if a chazak v'im masakun for kahanim kaptonim, this should be a loch of a get mekusher, that it should take a while, and benkach and benkach the kahanim will be nisyashvu me'yu egzon. On the etzem halacha, we mentioned in the Mishnah that get pashit shakos veidav me'achoyev and mekusher shakos veidav mitoichei shneim psulim. The Rashbam is mefarish shalai nasu ketikin chacham, and the Rashbam is misayim. Ve'im shtarachoyevu ein egoyevu boi men alekuchis. If it is a shtarachoyev shakos veidav by a shtarachoyev get pashit shakos veidav me'achoyev or get mekusher shakos veidav mitoichei, he's ain't a goyvim min alakuches v'im get isha ain't a miskareshes. And if it's a get isha, the isha is not miskareshes because the shtar is a possible shtar. The tumim and simin membeis of cotton gimel is medayik from the Rashbam. It's ain't a goyvim min alakuches. He cannot be toif mimishabdi. It's mashme, it's a milval pe. It is a riot to the milval pe. And he could be goyva from b'nei chori. It's only from mishubadim. The shtar doesn't have a toira shtar to be goyva from mishubadim. But it is still considered a milval peh, it's considered a riot that there was a avo over here, and he could be goyim from b'nei chori, just he can't be toy from Yimashabdi. Rabbi Chanan Kaibit Shiyurim is medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Menani immediately had to be noted that there's such a thing as a get mekosher, and the Gemara starts off with a Joshua Reb Chanina da Markro, Sodis ba kesef yiknu v'chosef ba sefer v'chasoyim, v'hoad eidim sodis ba kesef yiknu, zok the Gemara. This is referring to a shtar poshet and a shtar mekosher. So Dr. Bachon saw this because of Yiknu is discussing a shtar kinyan, because of Basefer Vachasim is discussing a shtar raya. It's mevur this that Chazal mesakan that a halach of a get mekusher and a halach of a get pasher is not only by a shtar kinyan, but by a field by a shtar raya. Also, there's a takana that there are two types of shtars. There's a get pasher and a get mekusher. So Dr. Bachon, it's mashma mizer that a get pasher chakos veidav me'achoyev not only is not a shtar kinyan, it's also not even a shtar raya. We can't use the shtar as a raya. And fact of a chanan on the Rashbam, this that the Rashbam says in a goyvim and alakuchis, but it's mashma, it could be goyvim from b'nei chori. It's mashma that it's only, it's not, it doesn't have a Torah shtar to be goyvim from mishubadim, but rather from b'nei chori, it's still considered a raya, and it's still considered a milva apel, that there's a raya, there was a over here that it could be goyvim from b'nei chori. Fact of a chanan, the mashma is a gemara that it's not even a shtar raya also, by shtar raya also, there's also a takanas chazal, that is, it didn't get poshed and it didn't get mekushin and can't get poshed. Shachos meidav me'achoyev shei poshed. It shouldn't even be a shtar raya. And the chayvi yesh the yashiv the kasha of a bachanan and be mefarish the divrei Rashbam. Why is it that it's only not toyif min alakuchis, but avad it is a shtar raya and could be goyva like a milva peh, could be goyva from b'nei chori. On the sefer of the mishnah, and a get mekushin that only has two edim or a get poshed that only has an erechad, zok the mishnah shneim psulim. If Chaim and Gittin in Ois Kufla Merei is Mefarish, this that the Mishnah says, a get Mekushet that only has two Edim is possible. So if Chaim Avada, it is still a Shtar Raya, and one could still be Goyva from B'nai Chori, only it can't be Toyif Melekuchis. And if Chaim is Mefarish, because we don't find anywhere that there's any Toyif Edis that requires anything more than two Edim. And in Kei Mitzad Elchus Edis Shabai, this is a full Edis as soon as two Edim are Chosim. This that Chazal Mesakin that a get mekusher has to have three edim isn't because of the Torah's edis. This that in order to be kosher edim you have to have three edim. It's only to give it a Torah shtar that Chazal Mesakin the dinim of a get mekusher is they have to have three edim. But Zok Rav Chaim, this is only to give it the dinim hashtar. Mitzad hilchis edis, there is no halacha one has to have three edim, and if there are only two edim there, avada it's still considered an edis. The edim are still being made. It's considered a kosher edis. There's only a chesaron in the Torah shtar, and therefore it can't be goyva from mishubadim because it doesn't have all the halachas of a kosher shtar. Memelu ahu adin yeshleimer by get poshet shachos meidav me'achoyev. It's doyim to the case of two edim that Rav Chaim says there is no chesaron mitzad hilchis edis. The entire chesaron is mitzad the Torah shtar shaboy, and therefore one can be goyva from b'nei chori and can't be toyif melekuches. Hu adin a get poshet shachos meidav me'achoyev would have the same halacha. Being that he was like, Asu ketikin chachom, that's only a chasarin in the Torah shtar. means on Hilchas Eidus that this should be considered to Eidim being made in Bezdin. There is no chesaron in this that they were chasim me'achayif. This that they were also ketikun chacham is not a chesaron in Hilchas Eidus that these are to Eidim being made in Bezdin. There was a avavavi and therefore he could be gave from Bnei Chari. This that he was also ketikun chacham is a chesaron in the Torah Shtar and says that he cannot be toif milakuchis because there's a chesaron in this that this doesn't involve the halachas of a kosher Shtar was leinasa ketikun chachamim. Memela zakter Ashbam, he cannot be given min alakuchas, is medayik the tumim, dafka min alakuchas, but about it is the milva apeh, and he could be given from Bnei Chari. The Mishnah ends off with another chilek between a get poshet and a get mekosher. A get poshet is edov bishnayim, a get poshet, but only has to sign two edim on the shtar to make it into a kosher shtar. Umekosher bishleisha, a get mekosher requires three edim in order to make it into a kosher shtar. And the Mishnah ends off, what about in a case if one did not bring enough Eidim to sign on the Shtar? Poshet shekosev by Eid Echad, a get poshet that one only brought one Eid to sign on the Shtar. Umekusher shekosev by Shnei Eidim, a get mekusher that one only signed two Eidim instead of the required three. Zok the Mishnah, in such a case, Shnei Psulim, the Shtar is not a Shtar. And there's a machlikas harishonim into what level of Psul it has, a get poshet shekosev by Eid Echad. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Pasul? Shitas HaTosfos on Daf Kuf Samech Hayom and Aleph is that the shtar is possible the gamri, it does not have any halacha of a shtar bechlal, and one cannot use the shtar for anything. So HaTosfos, it doesn't even have the halacha of an Eid Echad, or Eid Echad Shechosam al HaShtar doesn't have the maila of an Eid Echad that was made in Bezdin, it doesn't have the halacha of Nechkere Dusay beBezdin, and it cannot be Mechayev Shvua, it cannot be Mitzurf with the second Eid Alpen in order to be Meitzi Mamun. The Shita Sarayamam in Perek Yedal Milchus Malva V'Leiva Alocha Yudas that when we say a get poshet shakosav v'eid echad is possible, it means it's possible as a shtar to be mitzi moment like to Eidim. But it still has the alocha of an eid echad that sign still has alocha of nechkere edusay bebezdin. It has a dinner of eid echad which has the alocha that it's, even though it can't be mitzi moment, it could still be mechayev v'shvua. A shtar shakosav v'eid echad could be mechayev v'shvua just like a eid echad could be mechayev v'shvua. And Reb Chaim in Perek Hei Melchus Eidus HaLochavov is mefarish that the Rambam and Tosfos are going to Shitosam b'Mokim Acher. There is a machlokes the Rambam and Tosfos, the Shitas HaTosfos and Gittin and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph is that just like we find when three Eidim come to Bezdin, if one of them is found to be a Apostle, Nimtza Echa Miyam Koyev Apostle, all the Eidim are bottled, this entire Kat Eidim is Apostle. I feel if one of the three Eidim is Nimtza Koyev Apostle and there are still two Eidim remaining, the halacha is Nimtza Echemim Koyev Apostle, the entire Eidus is bottled. So, Tosfos Hodim, when it comes to a Chasim on Ashtar, if it's Nimtza Echemim Koyev Apostle, the halacha is Kol Eidus is bottled and all the Eidim Apostle, we don't use any of the Eidim. Shita Sariyamam is when it comes to the halacha, even though when it comes to Eidus HaPer, we say Nimtza Echemim Koyev Apostle, Eidusim Betela, the entire Eidus is bottled and you can't use the two Eidim that are left over that are kosher Eidim. So, Sariyamam, that's Dafkab Eidus HaPer. When it comes to Eidus Peshtar, we don't say this halacha of Nimtza Echemim Koyev Apostle, Eidusim Betela. And Zakhtar Chaim, they're going to Shitasam. Tosfos is going to Shitasam that he holds that it's only when two Eidim sign together on a shtar, with that it's created a shtar, and with that we say it's Nechkere Dusan Bebezdin. It comes that these two Eidim signing together, it's together that they're making the shtar, it's considered a Hagadah together in Bezdin. The Mela being that they are being magged, their Eidus in Bezdin together, we say it as the Allah of Nimsa Me'echam Yam Koyev Apostle Eidusan Betela. Masha'inkin Shitas Rambam is that Eid Echot Shechosem al Ashtar as Allah of Eid Echot that was magged Eidusan Bebezdin. It comes that each Eid that was being chosim on the shtar has a separate halacha of nechkere dusay bebezdin, has a separate agada in bezdin. We look at it as two separate agadas and two separate batei dinim, and therefore the halacha of nimtzav echa meyam korva apostle, edusim betela, doesn't apply by Eidim b'shtar, being that each Eid by itself has its own agada in bezdin. We don't say the halacha of nimtzav echa meyam korva apostle, edusim betela. But our kopanim it's a machlikis, so we show you this that the Mishnah says, ge poshet shekosev be'eid echad is possible. What do we mean when we say it's possible? Shitas HaTosfos is that it's possible the gamri, it doesn't even have the halacha of Eid Echad. And Shitas HaRambam is that a shtar shechosem be'eid echad, even though it doesn't have the halacha of a shtar to be meitzi mamon and to have a halacha of two Eidim, for our kopanim it's still the halacha of Eid Echad that it could be mechayev shvua, just like Eid Echad is mechayev shvua. The Gemara begins, Menan, immediately where is the makor that there are two types of shtars? There's a get poshet and a get mekosher. And the Gemara brings a number of psukim that are mashma. There are two types of shtaros: there's a get poshet and a get mekusha. And the Gemara is matcha that none of these psukim are drushes gemuras to tell us that there's a halacha of a get mekusha. So the Gemara it's a smachta ba'almahu, and it's only a takonas chacham that they were misak and a get mekusha. And sagt die Gemara, Taima Maita, Kino Rabbonon Mekusha, why would the Chazal misaken such a din of a get Mekusha that once you have to write a star in such an oifen? Sagt die Gemara, Asra de Kahani Havi was a ear of Kahanim, Vavi Kapti Tuba, they were very makbet, Umegarshi Nishayu, Mitoich Kasson, they were Megarish, their wives, for Avdi Rabbonon Takanta, Adahochi Vochi Miasra Datayu, Chazal misaken the oifen, the ksiva of the get should be a complicated oifen, a ksiva. And being that it would be complicated how to write the shtar, benkach u'benkach, until they come to write the shtar, it will be miyasvi datayel, they'll be miyashviv daitam, they'll be noch mitoich regzom, noch mitoich kasom, and in the middle they won't be megarish nishayseyem. And this is a special takonah for kohanim, because once a kohen is megarish as ishta, he is also to be marrier. A kohen is also to be machzor grusha, so being that he is also to marry a grusha. And zog the Gemara, hotenach gittin, shtoris ma'ikal meimah, that tapka when it comes to gittin, there's a reason for such a takana. But shah shtoris ma'ikal meimah, zog the Gemara, kidei shvay tachlik ben gittin l'shtoris, kidei that we shouldn't be machalik between gittin and shtoris, if a chazal will misakin by shah shtoris, also there is such a loch of a get mekusher, that they should write to get in such an oifen that they are folding it up and they are sewing it, and it should be a complicated oifen aksiva that should take time, just like the kidei that they should have mixed it up with gittin. And by getting, the reason why they want such a takana of a get is that kidei that the kaihanim from yasfer taitim, they shouldn't be megarish nishayseh mitoich kasam. Tis a ramon, so if simin shinlam and gimel and choshan mishpat, there are more paskins, if somebody tells a poyel, leich mei modi, in such a case he is potable and mechila, even though the poyel made up to work for him, and he is binded by this day, they had an agreement that the poyel has to work for the master, but once he says, leich mei modi, that's considered a mechila, and he's potter, being that the master told him Leich Mei Madi, and the Rambam says V'yesh Oimim Im Omer Le Derech Kas. If the master told the poyel, if the boss told the poyel Derech Kas Leich Mei Madi Sheina Potter, being that he told it to him Derech Kas, therefore he's not Potter. We don't look at an Amir Mitoich Kas to be a Chalos Kinyan, and therefore without a Mechila the poyel is not Potter. And it's mashma from the Rambam that if one makes a Chalos Kinyan Mitoich Kas, it's not considered a Chalos Kinyan. It's Kielu, he is a shikr making a Maisa Kinyan, just like a shikr can make a Maisa Kinyan because he's Yatsa Midaitoi. Who would in a person who Mitoich Kasa, he says, Leich Mei Madi, in such a case, we look at it, Kielu, he is Yatsa Midaitoi, and therefore the Chalais Kinyan wouldn't be a Chalais Kinyan. Fekta Teres Chayim under Amo from our Gemara, it's Mavua from our Gemara, Takayanim are Megarshi Nishaisayim Mitoich Kason, and once they are Megarish Nishaisayim Mitoich Kason, they are Megureshis, and the Kayan can't be Machser Grusha, so it means that a Kayan is also to marry a Grusha. In fact, the Teres Chaim's revuah from our Gemara that Agam the get was given mitoich kasa, it is a chalois get. And we don't say that a chalois that was created mitoich kas is considered like a shikr or somebody who's yotze midaitoi who is being oisa a chalois, that the chalois is in chal. Fakert, we say that being that the coin is megarish mitoich kasa, still the get is chal, and the coin can't be machzu gushos, if a chazal misakin the get mekusha, that benkach and benkach is miyas vidaitoi. And there are four terutzim, the achreinim, to answer this kasha of the Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim is chelik on the Ramo, and he's mechiach from our Gemara that a maisa mitoich kas is chal. The achreinim give four chilukim to mechalik between the case in our Gemara and the case of the Ramo, that a person who tells his poyel leich mei modi mitoich kasoi, the poyel isn't potter without a mechila. The first text the achreinim say is that avad in our Gemara, the get isn't chal. Being that the koyin was megarish mitoich kasay, the get isn't chal, just like the Ramo says, leich mei modi mitoich kasay isn't considered a mechila. This that the Gemara says, a chazal mesakin, the get mekusha, because benkach u benkach miyas vedaitoi, is because reyach haget also passes the kahuna. Even if a koyin gives a posel a get, and ishtoi isn't migureshes, as long as there's reyach haget, that itself assers the his wife to kahuna, and the koyin is now assering his wife, and he has to megarish her with a get gomer. So being that afilo a reich haget asos to kahuna midirabonon is a din that a reich haget asos to kahuna memela hagam the get isn't a kosher a get, being that he was megarish mitoich kasay, but akoponim a reich haget it is considered, and his wife would be also to the koyin, and if a chazal mesakin machmas a din of reich haget, there should be a loch of a get mekusha that benkach ubenkach miyas vedaita. The pischi chuvin simin shinlam and gimel is mesayim to the chuvis marim. And in Chuvus Marim, he's mefarish the chilik between the case of the Ramah and the case of our Gemara that the Kehanim were megarish mitoich kasam. And he says there's a chilik if it's a dibur ba'alma, a dibur ba'alma mitoich kas, a mechila mitoich kas is not a mechila, being that it's only a dibur, just a dibur ba'alma mitoich kas is not considered a maisa gomer and is not considered a mechila. But like the Ma'arim, when it comes to our Gemara, where the Kohen is Megarish Mitoich Kasei, being that he's doing a Maisa of giving a get Mitoich Kasei, there's a Maisa in the Sinis HaGet, a Gametz Mitoich HaKas, a Figuachi Ishtah is Megureshes, a person who does a Maisa Mitoich Kas is Nechshav a Maisa, and we don't say that he's only doing a Machmas Kasei, and if his wife would be Megureshes and Chazalti Mesak and a get Mekusha, then Benkachu Benkach Miyas Vedaitoi. In Madura Dalit in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Aleph says a different terrace to the Matimim Machalik between our Gemara and the Kalach of the Ramor, that a master and a boss who tells his Poyal Leich Mei Madi that the Zokhtar Ramor, if it's Mitoich Kasei, it's not considered a Mechila. Mikveig is Mefarish that being that the Loshen of Leich Mei Madi isn't Poshet, that it means Mechila. We are Machria that Mestomis Kavona is from Mechila and we assume it to be a Mechila. But Zakhtar Kreg, being that it's not clearly a Mechila, it's only that we assume him to mean a Mechila, and he's not never to say afterwards that he didn't mean a Mechila. But Akal Panim, if he said it Mitoich Kasei, in such a case we don't assume that he means a Mechila. If he only said it Mitoich Kasei, we assume his Kavona is, if he said it Mitoich Kasei, it just means to say, Leich Mei Modi, don't be in front of my face anymore, go away from me. But he doesn't mean it to be a Mechila, that he's willing to be Meichel, the agreement that made up that the Perlish of words should work for him. But if a person does a Maisa Gama Mitoich Kasei, if it's clear what his Kavon is, Afilo Vizayse Mitoich Kasei, there is such a Chalois, the Mela Kain is Megash Mitoich Kasei, Ishta is Megureshes, and the Kain would be Osset to marry her, because the Kain is Osset to a Grusha. And there's a fourth Teretz, the Chabina Rav and David Meisharim, and Chelek Beisim and Lamed Ches, says that when a person is Oysa Maisa Mitoich Kasei, he's Nalek Rikreger, and Oysa Maisa Mitoich Kasei is like a Shiku is a Oysa Maisa, it's not considered a Maisa Bechlal, it's considered he's a Oysa Maisa without any Das, and therefore the Maisa isn't Chal, and that's the Aloch of the Ramah, that if one says Leich Mei Modi, in such a case, the Poyel is not Potter, it's not considered a Mechila. Zokta David Meisharim, that when it comes to our Gemara, when the Gemara says that the Kaihanim were Megarish, being that they were Kapti Tuva, and they were Megarish Nishesayim, and then they were Osir Binishesayim, it doesn't mean they were Megarish Mitoich Kason. Zokta Chabina Rav, what it means to say is that being that they are Kapti Tuva, Mitoich Kapta Nusa, they are Megarish Nishesayim. But a Kpeda isn't Kas. They are Makpit Tuva, they are people who have Kpedas on people, and they hold on to their Kpedas, they hold on to their grudge, and therefore they are Megarish Nishesayim. But Kapdonis does not cast, and therefore it means that it wasn't a Maisa that was Nasim Mitoich Kas. It's only a Maisa that was Nasim Mitoich Kapdonis. A Maisa that's Nasim Mitoich Kapdonis is a Chalois Maisa. To a Moz Kavon is only if one does a Maisa Mitoich Kas, it's considered Isa a Maisa Belaidas, and it's not considered a Maisa Bechlal. And Yesh Lahor, it should be Nerof from the Loshen of the Ashbam. The Ashbam Devi Maskul Megash in Yeshayu is Mefarish Mitoich Kas. Zok the Ashbam, they are Megarish Nishayu Mitoich Kasha, get Poshe Nichtoi Meiritz, a quick get, to Kishanocha Meirigzom, Einem Yechayim Lachse Grusha, saying, Dich Sevisha Grusha Misha Lo Yikachu. But it's Mashba from the Ashbam, that they're not only they are Megarish Nishayu Mitoich HaKpeda, like the Loshen of the Gemara, but the Ashbam is Mashba when they are Kapti Tuva, therefore they are Boli Dei Kas, and the Megarish Nishayu Mitoich Kason, and the Chayyim it's mashma that a Maisa Mitoich Kas is a Chalois Maisa, like the Teres Chaim is asking on the Ramah, that the Ramah's paskeding a Maisa Mitoich Kas is not considered a Maisa, the Chayyim Margmo, we see a Maisa Mitoich Kas is Nechshev a Maisa. Akoponim, we said over the Kasha of the Teres Chaim, this that the Ramah paskins that a master, a boss, and a master who tells his Poyel Mitoich Kas, Leich Mei Modi, he is not Potter and is not considered a Mechila. In fact, the Teres Chaim, how can we say a Maisa Mitoich Kas is not a Maisa? Our Gemara says if the Kehanim are Megarish Mitoich Kas on and is Megurashes, and they are also the Achzu Grishosim. And we said over four Terutzim, the first Teres we said over, that even though it's not a get because they are Megarish Mitoich Kas on, but our Kaponim, it's Reach a get, and it'll be also with the Abon, and therefore Chazal and Masak and the get Mekosher. We said over the Pesach Tshuvas, Metzayin, and Tshuvas, from the Shailas of Tshuvas Ma'arim, who is Miyashiv a chilik between the funds Oysa Maisa Mitoich Kas, it is Nechshav a Maisa, but a Diba Mitoich Kas, being that it's only a Diba Baalma, a Diba Mitoich Kas is not Nechshav a Chalais Bechlal. We said over third Teretz from Rebbe Kireger in Madura Dal in Chosh Mishpat Simen Aleph, he is Mechalik, that in the case of Leich Mei Modi, it's not clear what his Kavon is, being that it's Nasa Mitoich Kas, we assume he just means to say that you should go out of my face, go away from me, but he doesn't mean to say that he's being Meichel the agreement that the Pearl has to work for him. And the fourth territory set out from the Chabina Rav, the David Meisharim, Chelik Beisim, and Lamed Ches, he is Mechalik, that Avad and Maisa Mitoich Kas is not considered a Maisa. Our Gemara doesn't mean the Kahanim are Megarish Mitoich Kas, that it means they are Megarish Mitoich Kaptonis, and we are Mo'ir on the Chabina Rav from the Loshen of the Rashbam, who Megarish Nishayim Mitoich Kas, it's Mashman, they are Megarish Mitoich Kas, not just from Kaptonis Ba'almo. Toisus in Divya Maskel Tiknu Rabbanim Mekosher brings Misafkolam Bezman Azeh. When a Kohen is Megarish Esishtoi, does he have to make a get Mekosher, or could a Kohen Bezman Azeh be Megarish with a get Poshet? Zog Toisus Mitoicha Ta'akon, it's Mashman at the Ta'akonos Chachomim was that it's Ein the Garish Ki Im Be Mekosher, that a Kohen could only be Megarish with a get Mekosher. But Zog Toisus being that Bezman Azeh Ein Onu Be Ki Im Be Toiv, we don't really know how to make a get Mekosher. Therefore, it's better for a person to make a get poshet, which is easier to make than to be megarish with a get mekosher. And it's mashmer from Tosis that being that it's einanu bekin in a get mekosher, memela it's pakar the takana, and from therefore bezman hazeh, a person could be megarish with a get poshet, he does not have to make a get mekosher. And Tosis then brings two other terutzim, why is it that bezman hazeh, people are not megarish with a get mekosher, they are only megarish with a get poshet. Tosis brings in the second teret, like takine rabbanin kiyin ba'isei makam. The entire Takanas Chachom that they were Mesak and Bina Takayanim were Kapti Tuvan, they were Megarish Nishayim Mitoich Kason, and therefore they were Mesak and they get Mekusha that Benkach U Benkach Shvi Miyashiv Daitom was Dafke Lois and Mokim, but it wasn't a Takana Kloli for Kayanim, and therefore Bizman Azeh, where we are not in that Mokim anymore, we do not have the Takana of a get Mekusha, and that's why Kayanim Bizman Azeh are Megarish with a get Poshet. And Tosis that brings a third sheet of Uriah Yoimer that was Tikna Rabbanan Mekusher, the Takana wasn't that you have to be Megarish with a Get Mekusher. The Takana's Chachamim was that the Sefer or the Kohen could be Megarish with a Get Mekusher. And if they are Megarish with a Get Mekusher, therefore it will be Benkachu Benkachu B'miyashiv Daita, therefore the Sefer could use a Get Mekusher. But he does not have to use a Get Mekusher, it's only Chazal Masaka that he could be Megarish in such an Oifin. That we are not bekiyim betiv get mekusher. We don't exactly know how to write a get mekusher. Memela, it's better for the sefer to write a get poshet. Therefore, he knows at least he's giving a kosher a get. But our kopanim there are three to mahalachim and toisus. The first mahalach of toisus is that even though it's mashma miteicha takana that ain the garish kiyim be get mekusher, being that bezman hazeh we're not bekiyim with nochin yoiser to make a get poshet. Tosis in the second territory was like Tiknu Aloysa Makam, not for all Mekoymes, it was Dafka Aloysa Makam, they are Masakan to get Mekosher. And Tosis then brings the Shita Sabi that the Takana wasn't that you have to be Megarish with a get Mekosher, that the Takana was that you could be Megarish with a get Mekosher, meaning that Bizman Azein on a Beki, and therefore it's better to make him Megarish with a get Poshet than is to Megarish with a get Mekosher. And there's an Afkamina between the Terutzim. What happens if Bizman Azeh, somebody is Megarish with a get Mekosher, what is the Alocha? According to the second teretz of Tosis, the chayyur it's a get pasul, being that it was like tiknu al oisam makam, and we are not anymore but oisam makam. And mele, if one writes a get mekusher, it's a get, it's a place where one has to write a get poshet, and he gave a get mekusher. In such a case, it would be pasul, and then he should be enu megureshes. Mashenken, according to the re says that beetzem the takon of get mekusher applies afilu bezman hazeh. Only a person doesn't have to be megarish with a get mekusher; it's only that he could be megarish with a get mekusher. Therefore, it's manazeh, it's better to use the get poshet because ain't on a bekiyim in a get mekusher. But if a person is megarish with a get mekusher, rather ishta is megureshes because the takon of get mekusher applies to afilu bezmanazeh also. And this needin of what the halacha if one is megarish bezmanazeh with a get mekusher is a machlokes in the Rama in Siman Membei Sif Aleph. The Rama says in also mekusher bezmanazeh it's possible. And Dr. Rama v'yesh cholkin, the Rama brings out machlokes. What are the halacha if one uses a shtar bezmanazeh or get mekusher? Some say that it's pasul, and v'yesh cholkim, some say that it's kosher. And the chayre, this machlekes is also going to be tali in the two teretzim of Tosis. According to the second teretz of Tosis, it would be pasul, because it's only tiknu loisei makim. And according to the re, where it still applies that takon of a get mekusher, it would be kosher. The Rambam is mashmin pirushim, it's nice like the second teretz of Tosis. The lashon of the Rambam is, if neshaya hayu, ba'oisa ma'adayris, koitzim le'garish, hiskinu lo'i get mekusher. Being that in Oysim al-Davis there were those that were kapti too, but therefore they were mesakin for them a get mekusher. But it's mashmet et ha'akona dafka lo Oysim al-Davis that they were mesakin that Shmum is akav vasi yosem mitoich kach shabin is yash v'daitai. But the mashmois of the Rambam that it's the Oysim al-Davis is skinu loy, they were mesakin dafka for the Oysim al-Davis, they were mesakin for those that were kreiptsim to megarish nishay say, and it's mashmet only ta'akona for Oysim al-Davis, but the ta'akona does not apply bizman hazeh. And somebody who's megarish with a get mekusher, it's like a poshet she'asa'u mekusher, which is yitachin be possible. We learned the more bezes Hashem, what the halacha of a poshet she'asa'u mekusher, but lechayvit should be possible. We said over earlier the Gemara is mesayim hot tenach gittin sha'ashtaris meikel lemeimar. And the Gemara says, there should not be chilukim between Gittin and Shaar Shtoris. They're misakin by Shaar Shtoris also. There's a loch of a get mekosha. There's an oifman of making our Shaar Shtoris also as a get mekosha. The Raivin in the Shita Mekubetza says a Dover Chodosh. So the Raivin, just like the Gemara says over here, Kadesh Lai Tachlik ben Gittin and Shtoris, they were misakin, that not only there should be a loch of a get mekosha by Gittin, there's a loch of a get mekosha by Shaar Shtoris also. So the Raivin, who adin when it comes to a Shtar La Achamisa, just like there is no get that can be given La Achamisa, being a La Achamisa, the Isha is no longer married to the Ish, being that the Ish dies, the Isha is Mutter L'Shuk, and therefore a person cannot give a get La Achamisa. Who adin by Shaar Shtoris, a person cannot write a Shtar for La Achamisa. So the Raivin, Kadesh Lai Tachlik ben Gittin Le Shaar Shtoris, they said that one cannot give a Shtar La Achamisa. And the Bochonon in Kobichurim is Matmiya on the Raivin. In fact, the Bochonon, why is it that the Raivin has to come on to this, that one cannot give a Shtar La Achamisa, is because it's Le Shlai Kadesh Lai Tachlik ben Gittin Le Shaar Shtoris. The Chayyid is a Svar in Shtoris B'nei Yubei, that a person can't write a Shtar La Achamisa. A person can't write to give him a ton and to give a chelik from his nechosim with a shtar which be nitten la'achamisa. El achamisa, it's already pakalei v'shusay, it's no longer his nechosim, it already belongs to the ocean. Fakta b'chonin, why did the rabbi have to come on to this that we say that it's kadesh le'itachli v'kitten l'shar shtoris, the chay, it's already pakalei v'shusay. And the emes is that Rashi in Gittin on Daf Tes is mefarish ein shtar la'achamisa zok Rashi because it's pakalei v'shusay. Rashi Taka says over this svar that Rabbi Chonon is asking on the Ravid, Zok Rashi, why is it that one can, that Shtoris cannot be Chal La'achamisa? Zok Rashi, being that La'achamisa, it's Pokel Rishuse, the Nechosim already fell to the ocean, a person cannot give a Shtar La'achamisa, he does not own the Nechosim La'achamisa. But the Ktzai Sachoshin in Simen Kuf Peiches, if Cotton Bays be saved, Dwarf asks Akasha and Rashi. Fact the Ktzai Sachoshin, if we say that Edeb Bechasumen are not Zochenloi, that the Edom with the Chasimus Hashtar are not Mezaka to the Mekabel, the one who's receiving through this Shtar, is not Zeichen, is Matana, either the Chasimus HaEdom. But if it's effective choice, but according to the Ma'am Yama, that Edom Bachasum of Zochem, that when the Edom signed this Shtar, there's already a level of Schia, the Mekabel Matana already has a level of Schia in the Matana, which is being Mekabel, either the Chasimus HaEdom. And for effective choice, if you have to say Edom Bachasum and Zochem came, there is no problem of Pakalei Vishusai. There already is the Ascholos HaNesina B'chayev, being that the Edom signed the Shtar Mechayim. Edom B'chasum and Zochon, they said that there was Ascholos HaMaton already Mechayim. In fact, the Ktzoisim came, why is it that a person can't give a Shtar La'achamisa if the whole reason is only because Pakalei V'shusay, L'chayev, if you say Edom B'chasum and Zochon, there is no problem of Pakalei V'shusay. V'nir Yesh Loim, we can miyashir the Kasha V'bachon, I did this Kasha of the Ktzois. The Ktzois is asking on Rashi, if you'll Edom B'chasum and Zochon, it's not shaykh to say the sort of Pakalei V'shusay. We could say that the Ravid over here is coming to answer that kasha. Zok the Ravid, why is it that we according to Mandama Eidah Bachasum and Zochon, that a person can't give a shtar la achamisa, l'chayv, it's not shaykh to say the reason of Pakalei Rishusay. Zok the Ravid, Kadesh Lai Tachlik ben Gittin l'shar shtoris, just like the Gemara says when it comes to a get mekusha, they are mesakin a get mekusha b'shar shtoris. Kadesh Lai Tachlik ben Gittin l'shar shtoris, who are doing when it comes to the halach of ein get la achamisa, kadesh lai tachlik begitin l'shar shtoris, they are misakin also that a person can't give a shtar la achamisa, kadesh lai tachlik begitin l'shtoris, even the mandam eidu b'chasum and zochon, they cannot give a shtar la achamisa, dumi that a person can't give a get la achamisa. The Gemara is mamshich in the proteidinim of a get mekusha. In fact, the Gemara, heichon eidim choysmin, where did the eidim sign by a get mekusha? And the Gemara brings a machlikis, Ravunama ben Kesher le Kesher, the Edom sign between the Ksharim, between the sawings that they sew up to get Mekosha. Vibiyemir Barabo, Amar Achiri Aksav, they signed Achiri Aksav in the back of the paper, Keneged Aksav Mibachutz. And the Gemara asks a Kasha on Ravunama le Rami Bachom le Avchista, le Ravuna that says ben Kesher le Kesher. And the Gemara in the Havamina thinks on the inside of the Shtar, on the place where the Shtar is written, in between the lines, in between the Ksharim, the Edom sign. In fact, the Gemara, there was a get mekusha that was kosher lekamei de Rebbe, and Rebbe said ein zman b'zeh. Rebbe looked at the get mekusha, he didn't see the zman being that it was sewed up, and he said ein zman b'zeh. And omalei Reb Shimon b'Rebbe leRebbe shema ben ksharim muvla. Maybe the zman of the shtar is muvla ben aksharim. So the Gemara palya, they checked it out and they saw that the zman was muvla ben aksharim. In fact, the Gemara, Vim Isa, that we're going to say that the Edom signed Ben Aksharim, just like Rebbe said, Ein Zman Bozeh, why didn't Rebbe say Ein Zman Ve'ein Edom Bozeh? Just like Rebbe couldn't see this man because it was Muvla Ben Aksharim, who didn't? Rebbe shouldn't have been able to see the Edom, he should have said Ein Zman Bozeh Ve'ein Edom Bozeh. fact, the Gemara, it's only good according to Rav Yim Yer Abba, who said that the Edom sign on the back of the Shtar, Rebbe saw the Edom. But according to Rav Huna, that holds that the Edom sign Ben Aksharim, why didn't Rebbe say, Ein Zman Bazeh Ve Ein Edom Bazeh? There's a Seidus Dik in Nidin in the Rishonim, and this time Rebbe, the Gemara asks that according to Rebbe, why didn't Rebbe say, Ein Zman Bazeh Ve Ein Edom Bazeh, if Rebbe didn't know that this is a Get Mekosha Lachayra, he couldn't see the Edom either. In fact, the Tosfos is showing maybe this time Rebbe didn't say Ein Edom Bazeh is because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Eliezer, who says Edom Mesira Karti. And being that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Eliezer, who holds Edom Mesira Karti, Memela, even if the Edom didn't sign the Shtar is kosher with Edom Mesira. According to Rebbe Eliezer, the Edom that sign at the bottom of the Shtar are not Ma'akev the Shtar, as long as the Edom Mesira the Shtar is kosher. So maybe Rebbe holds like Rebbe Eliezer, that's why he only said Ein Zman Bazeh, but he was assuming that they're Edom Mesira, therefore it didn't bother him, just that he didn't see the Chasimus HaEdom. Zokta Tosfos Yishana Mechidish, this that we say, that according to Rebbe Eliezer, Edom Mesira Karti, and one doesn't have to have Edom Chasima on the Shtar, the Edom Chasima not Ma'akev the Shtar, is Dafka by a Get Poshet. When it comes to a Get Mekusher, even according to Rebbe Eliezer, one has to have Edom Chasima on Ma'akev a Get Mekusher. It's dafka on a get poshet that we say Edom Mesira Karti, but on a get mekusha, the kulei alma, one has to have Edei Chasima in order for it to be a kosher ishtar. Afilu Rebbe Eliezer Moide, that one has to have Edei Chasima Karti on a get mekusha. It comes out from the Tosfos Yishonim that the entire sheet of Edom Mesira Karti is dafka by a get poshet. When it comes to a get mekusha, the kulei alma, that it's Edei Chasima Karti, and therefore the Gemara is asking why did this time Rebbe Sarein's Mambazah. Why didn't Rebbe say Ein Zman ve'Ein Edom Bazeh? This chiddush of the Tosfos Yishonim lechayr it's mevua from the Adama in his pirush on the Mishnah Kof Samach Amad Aleph that he is chiluk on the Tosfos Yishonim. The Adama speaks out this that the Mishnah says that a get poshet that it was chosim by echot and a get mekusha that it was chosim by shnei edim that he did not put down and he did not sign on the shtar that required three edim the shtar is possible. Zogt the Adama, this is dafke libe der Meir that said Edei Chasima Karti. But the Dan that we passing like Rebbe Eliezer, that Edei Mesira Karti and the Edei Chasima only lechatchila, but they're not me'akev in the shtar. Just like the Edei Chasima not me'akev in the shtar, who didn't get mekusha shechosim by shnei edim, that he did not use the three edim. As long as he has Edei Mesira, it would be a kosher shtar, and this halach of the Mishnah would only be lechatchila to be chosim three edim, but avada get mekusha shechosim by shnei edim would still be kosher. It's mevuah from the Adama that afilo by a get mekusha also we say Edom Mesira Karti, and not like the Tosfos Yishonim was mechalek that this that we say Edom Mesira Karti is dafka by a get poshet and not by a get mekusha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.